Hello, welcome to the Made for More podcast. I am Fumi Adeniyi, and today I'd just like to share a few things that have been on my heart. I was watching a movie sometime last week, and this man who was a strong believer in God had his fiance who was sick with cancer, and they believed for her healing, but somewhere along the line she died. Right after that, he began to grieve and to weep and to mourn deeply. And I understood absolutely where he was coming from. I have lost several family members. I have been confused about deaths at different points. So I knew where he was coming from. And then he sat with his father and he said, "But Father, I beg God to heal her. I beg God to heal her." Oh, at that point, my heart broke and I began to cry like a little baby. And right there in the middle of the tears, I heard God say, "For me, please tell them they don't have to beg me. They don't have to beg me. I paid for their healing. I paid for their health. They only have to take it." And as my sorrow began to wane, I began to think about it. How many times we go through sicknesses, but we're not established, we're not confident, knowing that, no, God doesn't want me sick. He paid for this. He said, "By his stripes, by my stripes, you were healed." He said, "Paid in full for your body, for your soul, for your spirit." If he did not hold back his son, but he gave him up for us, how will he not also with his son freely give us all things? And if you remember the story of the man with leprosy, he said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Healing has never been a willingness. It has never been an issue of willingness with God. He always wants you healed. It just has to do with you. Do you want to be healed? And if you want to, let's move on from there. I know many people are used to waiting for a man of God, someone outside, to wave a magic wand, to speak a word, to pray over them and get them healed. But in my life, I have learned to use the simple written word of God to walk in healing and divine health. If you can stand with the word, you will always come out on top. You know, in Proverbs, it says that God's word is health to all our flesh. It's like a medicine. It's like medicine. You can take God's words like capsules and they would administer healing and health to your body, and they can keep you in health. And so I just wanted to start up this train of thoughts with you. You don't have to beg God for your healing. No, no, he paid for that. Just take your healing. Take it. Healing is the children's bread. I'd be so upset if my son comes to me and say, "Mommy, please, can I have bread? Give me bread, please." And I say, "Oh, yes, son, you can have it. Go take it." And he comes up, "Please give me, please give me." Like, Diolu, just get the bread and eat it already. And that's how it is many times with us and with God. And so we'll continue in a few days. But I want to leave you with this fact. God wants you healed. He paid for it. Are you ready to take it? Thank you for coming on Made for More. You're made for more than sickness. You're made for more than disease. You were made for divine health. Have a lovely day.